This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the theme, the official theme for the official countdown, which has begun. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. I'm here from points north, south, east, and west. Yes, Doug Steffen has been doing this for a while. So is Michael. So we're here. We're not here to rehearse. We've done this a few times, so I think we can manage to get through the top 10 stories of the week. Week of October 25th to the 29th, and the People List as well, which is the official job of Talkers. You can find this list every week, along with all the news, focusing on the people and the issues at talkers.com. You can also find the list at djvshow.com. So, with that bing, I don't know where that bing came from, but bing! It's
that was,
time
that was
for
the starting bell. That was like a racetrack.
Right, okay, right. We're ready to go.
I like
that
the
bell
said,
get me to be quiet and you get started.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, and you don't know where you're from. And isn't that funny where everything in modern life has to be somebody's from something?
Yes.
That we have to, we can't just be.
Right. Here I am from, I haven't gone anywhere. I'm still from the same place I've always been.
Exactly.
From, if you will.
There used to be an expression, we're from hunger.
Yes.
Okay. That's not used anymore.
This list is from hunger.
It's from hunger.
Right.
I love the old expressions. I'm a bug on words like, it stinks to high heaven. Ever hear that one?
Oh,
Or it stinks on ice. Ever hear that?
Yeah. Yes, I've heard that one as well. Yep, right.
Okay.
Or stinks like, that is it. It stinks like skunk. No, it's not. There's some other expression.
Now you're reaching.
I am.
We've done all the stink cliches from the 30s.
Okay.
Number 10, World Series and Halloween.
You know, I clap and applaud because the first time a sports story has been in the top 10 for a long time because of all the COVID stuff. So it's refreshing. And I don't know what you think about the World Series. The two teams aren't much to be excited about, but it's nice.
Unless you come from Houston or Atlanta. I would have preferred to see it L.A. Dodgers versus Boston Red Sox World Series.
You know, everybody is saying that. Wouldn't that have been more exciting? We've had that comment more than you can imagine on the DJV program this week.
Really?
I was very surprised.
It doesn't surprise me. Well, no, I mean, the networks thrive on that. They really care about what cities are in because it has to do with national ratings.
Yeah.
However, you know, for the people that live in Atlanta and the people that live in Houston, this is a cool thing. The Houston Astros are sort of the bad boys of baseball. They're sort of villainized for many reasons.
They well should be after last year. Yeah.
Right. And the Atlanta Braves are they're the underdog. They haven't been in the World Series for a long time, and now they're getting a little bit of political correctness blowback because of their historic tomahawk chop.
Mm-hmm.
That you're familiar with that, you know, with the fans make the hand move for the tomahawk, and they have this Indian sounding chant.
Right.
Okay, number
sort of like
number nine.
Wow.
All I could say is wow when you think about the changes in how we approach heritage, culture, and things of that nature. I mean, there's a whole list of do's and don'ts for parents in terms of dressing their kids in Halloween.
Yeah, who came up with that list? Where did that list come from? Who's responsible for that list?
From the Official Council of Political Correctness.
Ah, yes, right. In other words, nowhere. Right.
At number nine, we have the Rust shooting, the Alec Baldwin terrible story. Ooh. Mm-hmm. And number eight, Facebook papers, social media influence.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
So why not?
I was just thinking about how we can predict some of the things that will come up on your list during the week. There's always
I hope so,
et cetera, et cetera. But this is something that came out of left field, and what makes the world of conversation and your list and what we do here, not just on this program, but in general in conversation
here in Radio Land.
It's amazing how the world adapts to or we focus on some of the stuff that you would never, ever think could happen. Who would have thought in 100 million years something like this could happen on the set of a Western? But it's happened before, actually, in our lifetime.
I was just going to say, it's happened before. As a matter of fact, what's amazing is how many times it's happened before. You know, we know of a couple of examples here and there, like, Bruce Lee's son.
Randy Lee,
yeah. But now I'm hearing all kinds of stories, and what's really scary is some of the people associated with this film have had this type of thing happen before.
Yeah.
So, this is a revelation. I mean, you know, most people think that blank guns are safe, but they carry explosives.
Well, they if they have something in them that's not, you know, they're
bullet. But even if they don't have any projectiles, they still have hot gas comes out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Noise. Gunpowder goes off. I don't know. It's all just very upsetting, and hopefully. You know, the industry, right, the film industry, will be more careful, and
yep.
People will be more careful about guns, whether they are real or fake.
Mm-hmm.
At number eight, we have the Facebook papers tied with social media.
And
what was that?
I said Facebook. Speaking of fake, I was thinking of Zuckerberg and what's the new company called? Meta? Meta? Yeah, whatever.
Well, what they've done is instead of Facebook being the parent company, they've made Meta, which is an interesting word. It basically is a Freudian slip of their megalomaniacal tendencies.
Yeah, right.
But what they've done is they've shifted it around where Facebook is not the parent company anymore, but Facebook is just a service, a product of the parent company that has all those other things that they bought up.
Like the Alphabet buying of Google. Remember that a few years ago? The company's called Alphabet.
It's hard to keep track.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. Here in 2021... the second decade of the 21st century as we're moving into the 21st century, 20th century is fading over the horizon. There's a whole new set of giant corporate powers that are running the world.
Yeah.
And now they have to be scrutinized the same way, you know, General Electric and U.S. Steel and, Getty Oil and all those companies had to be back when Teddy Roosevelt was a big trust buster. It's we're living that again.
A break. That's what happened to AT&T. Remember when the telephone company was broken up into the Baby Bells?
Yeah,
because they were too
Bell
big, too
and
powerful.
Baby Bells, yeah,
right. And that's the thing.
The fact is, what it comes down to, Doug, is that these things have become like public utilities, as opposed to just private platforms. They have become public utilities. They have become so important to day-to-day business and to day-to-day life that we have to look at them with the same type of eye on regulation that we would the water company, the electric company, things of that nature.
And those aren't very well-regulated. Electric companies certainly aren't. Look what happened. The electric companies are getting so big that they basically thumb their nose at the state of California and the people who live there. And the state, under Jerry Brown, bailed them out after the fires, which were completely their fault. And you look around at some of the other huge infrastructure companies and the food companies that are controlling groceries and what we eat and the farms and stuff. And it's getting to be, it's more than the government can handle. Maybe we're too successful for ourselves under the current system. But now everybody's getting backed up. Look at inflation and what, you know, where all that comes from. Anyway, that's for a minute or two down the road here.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Number seven,
yes.
We have climate change and harsh weather. It's been a really bad weather week. There have been cyclone bombs and atmospheric rivers and nor'easters, floods, tornadoes.
Those names are all kind of romantic, though, aren't they? A nor'easter.
Nor'easter. Yeah. I'm going to spend an evening in a nor'easter.
Right, exactly. Stay home.
I don't celebrate. Right. I don't celebrate Christmas nor Easter. Oh well, whatever. U.S.-China relations tied with the Taiwan alert. And number five, we had immigration crisis, the southern border is a mess, race relations, crime and violence. And number four, January 9th investigation tied with Trump's claims of election fraud. He's still beating that drum.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are dancing to that tune.
Yep.
And the Virginia governor race is very interesting, very close, and very telling. And number three, we have COVID-19, the vaccines, the masks and the mandates, the politics and the school board issue. School boards have become the hotspot of American politics right now. And number two, the economy, the supply chain, as you mentioned, inflation, as you mentioned, and the labor situation. And number one, kind of tied into the economy, the federal budget negotiations that are taking place. We've gone from about $3.5 trillion, we're down to about $1.5 trillion.
All right, we'll do the people list as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is Halloween weekend as you're listening to this program, the end of October, and it's Halloween time. The folks at Calitrin, I'll remind you of what they're doing because they're trying to help a lot of people lose weight as we go into the holidays and keep it off the natural way. That's the secret. Find out how well it's worked for millions of people, literally. There are thousands of examples online at toploss.com. Check it out. Calitrin available right now. There's a scary good sale going on for Halloween. You buy three and you get three free, or four or five. It's a really good time for you to get onto the program and stay there. Calitrin. It's a fright night when you look at yourself in the mirror and say, ooh, look at that fat. Get rid of it and keep it off with Calitrin. Natural way to do so, use the DJV code at checkout. Don't have to pay for either shipping. You get the great deals. You get six for the price of three. Great deals at toploss.com. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. Michael's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We've gone through the story list. Well, we've gone through the list. We'll go through some more of the ancillary stuff that kind of goes along with it conversationally as we move ahead. But let's do the people list now, Michael.
At number 10, we have Alec Baldwin. At number 9, we have the aforementioned Mark Zuckerberg. Xi Jinping at number 8. The dynamic duo from Virginia, Terry McAuliffe and Glenn Youngkin at number 7. Donald Trump is at number 6. Number 5 is Dr. Tony Fauci. Nancy Pelosi is at number 4. Number 3 is a tie between Joe Manchin and Mitch McConnell. And Kyrsten Sinema is at number 2. If I had to do it again, we would make it Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin tied at 2 and Mitch McConnell at 3. But, it's
the same circus, the same stew.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Joe Biden is at number 1, and there you go. Interesting mix of people in the spotlight.
Yep. Speaking of people, because this is all about talk radio and the people who are in it, I think we would be mistaken not to mention the passing of a fellow that was doing talk radio for a long, long time in Cleveland, a meat and potato guy. I remember meeting him once or twice, Mike Trevisano, who passed away this week at the age of 74. What did you know about him?
Mike Trevisano was a quintessential local talk show host who in Cleveland was a legend.
Yeah.
And very much a part of Cleveland's culture. He was part of the soundtrack of Cleveland. He was Mr. Cleveland. And 74 years old, I hear he was overweight. And
yeah, he was very much out of it. Yeah. Yeah.
Things of that nature. I never had the pleasure of knowing him personally. I certainly knew of him.
Yeah.
His death was unexpected. He had been on the radio the day before.
Yeah. One of the things I remember about I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati at the time. I had the opportunity to do some filling work in Cleveland, so I'd just jump up to Cleveland and do it. And he was just getting started at the time. He did a sports show first before he was on. I was on. It was 3WE at the time, and then the call letters changed. I think TAM was that's what it got changed to. But anyway, he was a sports guy before he became a regular talk guy. Can you think of anybody else who's done that or gone from sports to regular talk or from talk to doing sports talk? Anybody come
York,
to mind?
The morning co-host at WABC, Sid Rosenberg.
Right.
Yeah. Went from sports to regular talk. Mm-hmm. And then there was that fellow, gosh, I'm blanking on his name. He was very outspoken on television, wound up with his own general talk show. You don't see him anymore, or maybe I just don't know where he is. He was a sports talk show host, a TV sports commentator, very bold, aggressive, got in trouble a lot, and then wound up being a commentator.
What city was he in? Do you remember? I'm trying to place
no.
it could be.
It'll hit me later. Maybe next week I'll mention it.
Yeah.
Just sometimes. Okay. Howard Cosell was one of the original guys who went from sports to becoming talking. He used to do a show called Talking About Sports.
Yes.
And then he wound up doing a show called Talking About Everything. So there's a little bit of a tradition of that.
Yep, there sure is.
The guy in the morning, Len Berman.
Yeah.
With Mike, with Michael. Again, I'm blanking on names.
I remember.
At
he was on with a kid that went back to Florida for a while. I'm trying to remember his name too. Mm. Berman was a Boston fixture. Did Boston sports, and then went to New York to do it on television, and then became a radio guy, and has been. He's been pretty successful at it. I think he's got an interesting pitch on things. But anyway, those were examples. I was thinking of who's changed and who's gone in what direction, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, all right. Meanwhile, we have the focus, if you will, on some of the nuance. I want to talk about China a little bit, if we may, and certainly COVID, the vaccines, lots of things there that are making it to the surface. And we'll get Michael's spin on that as we continue here, 28F.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with Pope Francis at the Vatican for their first official meeting and to address two issues, climate change and COVID-19. Biden arrived with First Lady Jill for the meeting. He told reporters that he and the Pope prayed for peace and that the topic of abortion was never raised during the meeting. The FDA has approved the Pfizer vaccine for kids. Dr. Janet Woodcock says the vaccine is both safe and effective.
Parents and guardians can rest assured that we conducted a comprehensive and rigorous evaluation of the data on the vaccine's safety and effectiveness, and that this vaccine meets our high standards.
The acting FDA commissioner says the vaccine was found to be 90.7% effective with no serious side effects. Next, the CDC will review the recommendation, and a rollout of the vaccine could begin by next week. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of Maine Governor Janet Mills' COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. The High Court denied a request to block the mandate. Three conservative justices, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, and Clarence Thomas, dissented, taking issue with the mandate for not including a religious exemption. That was the crux of the lawsuit by healthcare workers who objected to the requirement. The Liberty Council, a national religious nonprofit, filed the lawsuit on behalf of 8 healthcare workers and 1 provider who said they rejected any medicine or procedure developed with or aided by the use of fetal tissue. The group said the mandate also violates First Amendment protections of freedom of religion. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who wrote a concurring opinion, said she voted with the majority because the case was brought up on the Supreme Court's emergency docket and the justices didn't have full briefings or oral arguments. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Four after the hour now, as we complete the exercise, another half hour looking at the charts from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com for this week. Michael Harrison and his staff listen to the radio station's programming talk and talk to the hosts and understand what the issues are. So the number one issue, the budget negotiations and what's going on. Do you know part of the budget discussion is an attempt actually to settle a lawsuit brought by the ACLU where the United States government will pay hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to people who came into this country illegally, who are separated from their families. So I think to myself, where do you go in terms of talk radio with this? You can go on about a dozen. What about all the Americans who are homeless? Who's taking care of them? Why are we giving money to people who have come here illegally? And then you can go into that law. I mean, the old argument about immigration, the situation, we've been having it for years, if not decades, and nothing has changed. So somebody could point a finger at talk. See, all you guys talking, it doesn't do any good. Well, I don't know.
Well, things might be worse if we didn't talk.
That could be. Right.
I mean, how do you know what impact something has when you don't know what the alternative would have been?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Well, some of it is fake outrage and some of it's real. I guess some of it's showbiz, right? And some of it isn't. Some of the, do you think that goes with a host? Or is that just, does some host just fake outrage all the time?
I think it goes with the fact that corporate media... And it goes with the fact that media is a business, mm-hmm. and that there's no better way to do it, because if you have government-run media, then it's going to be propaganda completely.
Right.
So you have to hope that people in the media and people in journalism have a loyalty to a pride in the craft and the importance of it, in addition to it being a tool to make money. Mm-hmm. When a concern for making money supersedes or totally, you know, blocks out any of the pride in the profession and a an understanding of its importance to the society at large, then it becomes dangerous. And then it becomes a show, and then it becomes a circus, and then it becomes a place for hypocrisy and for people saying things they don't necessarily believe because they're pandering to an audience and giving, mm-hmm. you know, giving them what they want. And I think we're in an era of that today.
I agree.
You know, it's almost considered quaint for someone to say, but that's not right. Imagine yeah. one of the board of directors and saying, you know, we could have doubled your profit this, you know, for the stockholders this week, but we didn't do it because it wasn't right. We did what was right. They'd throw that CEO out.
Out, gonzo. Yep. See you later.
See, so that's what I think it comes down to. I don't think it's on that, you know, the hosts are to blame. The hosts are reflections of the bigger business culture that surrounds media. And I don't want to come across here like I'm holier than thou or I'm preaching because I'm part of that. I'm part of that mess. And so are you, and so are the people listening to this. I mean, yeah. if you and I really went off on our high horses about lofty philosophy or really got down to the nuts and bolts of budget talk and all that, people would tune out. Yeah. So we're all part of that circus.
Got to have a flair to it. And speaking of that, by the way, the name you were looking for last half hour was Keith Olbermann.
Yeah,
who was a sports guy that became a MSNBC commentator and was on a number of networks. And he took himself a little too seriously and has no job now to thank for it. So he may be selling stock, who knows, but he's not on the air anywhere.
I wonder what happened to him.
Well, he just went away. That's what happened. Maybe he got tired of it as much as anything else. Speaking of going away, another corporate thing that is worth us chewing on for a moment is the fate of Dan Bongino, who was new to the scene. Got a contract with Cumulus to go on in that coveted noon to three spot, paying him $1 million a year or so. And now he's gone off on his high horse because he's threatening the company because they have a vaccine mandate. He's got his vaccine, but he doesn't think they should have a mandate. So he's putting himself on a limb. And I think the company, I don't know this for a fact, but why would the company care? They could saw them. I don't. He's not Rush Limbaugh, and I think he thinks he is. That's just my
opinion. Yeah. I suspect he thinks he's more important to the to the well-being of America than perhaps he really is. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, maybe it gives his company a chance to get rid of him.
Just let him. If he's going to stick to his guns. Then he just leaves. You know, if he really believes what he says and they don't fire him because, you know, he could go down the road and leave on his own. Or, you know, how does he go back on the air, though, if he does there and dig himself out of the hole that he's created for himself? I guess that would be my question.
Well, if he goes back on the air and they don't get rid of the mandate, well, then he lost and then he's exposed.
Yeah. So and they're not going to get rid of the mandate. I guarantee you that.
So then he's gone and lost a good job.
Yeah.
For which he'll be forgotten. This will be forgotten in about a week or two anyway. Mm-hmm. But some other company might pick him up.
Yeah.
To get the benefit of the effort that Cumulus put into promoting him.
Yeah.
So a lot of I don't want to get too deep into the judgment of the morality of it or the right or wrong of it. So, but generalizing, a lot of people who take jobs with big companies of this nature, media companies, they forget that the media company makes an investment in them and gives them prominence because of the platform that they provide them.
Yeah.
So, you know, before Cumulus came along and put Bongino on the air in the coveted noon to three position.
Nobody knew who he was. I mean, some people
like they did now. And, you know, so, and there were a lot of people in the radio industry grumbling, going, wow, what an ingrate.
Yeah.
And it's...
And by the same token, somebody like Salem would they've got a full roster, but some station, big station, big market, would take advantage of
Question. There's always somebody to take advantage of somebody's infamy.
Yeah.
And in this case, it's not infamy. In this case, there is a large movement out there that believes that mandates are government overreach and that it's a real big
I'm one of them.
Principle.
I believe that it's government overreach. I believe in having a shot. But I use my head and not somebody beating me over the head with a hammer telling me I have to do it. I don't think that it should be mandated, but I think we should do a heck of a lot better.
Do you feel that Bongino is a hero?
No, he's a grandstander. Not at all. I don't think that at
all. So here the guy agrees. Here the guy agrees. I'm not challenging you on this. I'm just showing the irony.
Yeah.
I'm not challenging you on it because I don't think it's challengeable. I just think it's interesting.
Well, I think there's integrity, and I mean, I don't know the guy, actually, of all of you.
I don't know either.
Lots of these people, but I just look into somebody's eyes when they watch them, their body language and stuff, and for me, he's just a complete phony. That's all. But he's, you know, in a good place. He's put himself, he's set himself up. Well, he's still doing his podcast, and, you know, here we are promoting him as well. Just an interesting occurrence. In a world, there's a job in Cleveland now that Mike Trevisano is gone. He'd be perfect for that if he gets fired or leaves or whatever. He could go to Cleveland. He won't make as much money, but
There's a giant difference between doing a show in Cleveland and being on 300 radio stations.
Yes, there is. That's very true. But listen, maybe you don't have a choice. Get right down to it. You get put into a corner. He's got to figure out a way to give himself credibility when he comes back on the air, or the listeners will desert the ship. People can spot a phony, don't you think? Say what you will about some of the people like Limbaugh who created this industry, arguably. It's hard to not be who you really are and be on the radio for as long as all of us have been. I mean, who you are is what we hear. Who I am certainly is who. What you hear from me is who I am. You know that. And so
I think there are more phonies in politics than there are on the radio.
Yes.
I generally support radio talk show hosts, even when they make mistakes, even when they are exposed for making the wrong decision, because it's a tough business. It's a business I understand. And I would say, for the most part, they do the best they can. They do the under very difficult
conditions.
Well,
we've got these ugly, huge companies now that are running things, controlling things in broadcasting, as well as in agriculture, as well as in the airlines, as well. I mean, you name it. It's boiling down to three or four huge companies, and the government doesn't know. You know, Facebook's a perfect example. They don't know what to do.
They're almost out of the bottle.
Yeah.
They're totally out of control.
Yeah.
What blows my mind is how many people I talk to who say, Facebook is horrible, but they still do their pages. They still are on. They still support the damn thing.
Right?
I was against Facebook from the very beginning. You know that because we talked
about
this years
ago. You've
never
had an account on Facebook, have you?
Nope, I do not have an account. Talkers does, but that's because we deal in the real world. But we don't use it. Other than on a very, it just simmers there. It's not a big deal. But I personally, nah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I never liked it.
Yeah, I'm there, but I use it to talk about my family, my friends, good things going on the farm and stuff. Never any politics, because it doesn't go any. It's just, you're opening yourself up for the kookamongas in the world to take a shot at you. And for what? Who needs that? Who needs it? 44 after the hour, I'll tell you what you may need. And that is a time in the sack where you really feel cozy. You get into these wintry kind of circumstances that we're going to find ourselves in a month or two, and it's nice to jump into a cozy bed with really great sheets, great blankets, mattresses, all those things you can get now from MyPillow. The mattress toppers, the towels, the new slippers that they have. Everything at MyPillow comes with the 60-day money-back guarantee, folks. You know that. And you can wash them all. You can dry them all. I find myself really enjoying the sheets. I got a set of blue sheets on my bed right now, those Giza Dream sheets. You can find those and everything else in the catalog. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free when it comes to the sheets. 30 to 65% off. Wow. It's great stuff. And it all is yours. Just go to MyPillow.com, order, and use the DJV code for checkout. Save a lot of money and get great stuff from American-made MyPillow at MyPillow.com. On the people list this week, Doug Steffen here to report the top 10 people associated with the top 10 stories. We try to do this as an official list in case we get bogged down in other conversations and you don't hear the list in its entirety, which, by the way, you can get every week at djvshow.com and talkers.com. At number 10 on this people list, Alec Baldwin, for obvious reasons. Number 9, Mark Zuckerberg, obviously, again, obvious reasons. Number 8, the president of China. I don't even want to use his name, so I don't. Terry McAuliffe and Glenn Youngkin running for the governorship there. Number 7, Trump is 6. Phony Fauci is 5. Miss Pelosi is 4. Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema are 3. Mitch McConnell is 2. And Joe Biden comes in at number 1, as you would expect. So that's the official list. You get it every week, as I said, at talkers.com or djvshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show and an overview of the top stories, the official list here. I'm Doug Steffen, starting at number 10, the World Series. I celebrate the fact that there's a sports story back in the top 10 because it hasn't been there all through the COVID experience. Number 9, the shooting on the movie Rust. Number 8, Facebook and what's going on there and their future. Number 7, the harsh weather on both coasts, actually across the country. Number 6, our relationship with China and all of the various and sundry tools that we have gotten from China they're using against us and how people are not buying them and not actually big companies not selling them anymore. Immigration and that ridiculous situation where millions of dollars may be paid out to people who came to our country illegally. Number 4, the January 6th investigation. COVID is 3. The economy is number 2, and the budget is number 1 in terms of stories, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. Click a quick plug for the Michael Harrison interview this week. Who's on it?
Armstrong and Getty, a very interesting talk radio duo out of California. They have rock radio that now are news talk, and they're excellent.
MHinterview.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman continues with us now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. His weekly appearance here to take, take exception to some of the things that others are saying about the big stories of the week from the legal point of view. He's a college professor of law at Bentley University and a pretty good practicing. Is that fair to say? Pretty good? Is that insulting? He's a pretty good lawyer.
I would take pretty good.
Okay, yeah. You are pretty good. You're actually very good. And you can tell that by listening to the way that I ask you questions that I hope I'm going to catch you on, and I never do. So
the pressure keeps building.
No, yeah. Right after all these years. Okay. So where are we, speaking of the law, with masks and mandates and there's no law, but yet there are people who will sue their companies because they don't think they should wear or have to wear a mask or have somebody tell them that they have to have a shot or a mask. So do those suits go anywhere, or are they just fodder for lawyers to try to make a buck?
Well, you make that sound like that's a bad thing. Actually, you know, the mandates can come in different areas, but the last one that you mentioned is probably the most legally clear, and that is the employers do have that right to make rules in regards to vaccinations or masks, so long as the people are not in a protected class. So the idea of vaccinations is not anything that's a protected class. It's not a sex discrimination. It's not against a physical handicap. So employers, if they want to do it, they're in the best position. But frankly, so is the government and various governments. And some of these cases that are being brought by certain governors, I see, like in Florida or Wyoming, I think are more done to appeal to what they think are the will of their voters than anything else. And it's
an election. It's about politics.
We're a divided country, but I was surprised to see polls that I thought were fairly accurate that as a country, we are in favor of mask mandates and vaccination mandates.
Yeah.
But and it makes sense, and we've done it before. You know, I keep going back to Howard President Kennedy's inaugural address: "Ask not what you can do for your country; ask not what your country can do for you; ask what you can do for your country." Today, that would be, "You can't tell me what to do."
Right.
So it's difficult times.
You know, this is something that I don't remember the last time I asked you something like this, but I think it's an important question because there have been a lot of people speaking out about the Derek Chauvin trial and all these people that were in the jury now being interviewed and being paid, talking about it. It's something that's it's unsettling or uncomfortable for me, but I guess it's not illegal. I just think after the fact, you just shouldn't be talked about. I mean, the verdict's a verdict. What do you get out of it?
Yeah, I think people want to know what was going through their minds. I found an interesting thing. You mentioned Derek Chauvin's case, and where initially, from what I read in the interviews, the jury was inclined certainly to convict him of various crimes, but on the third degree murder, there was some hesitancy until some of the jurors looked at the definitions as it was told to them, and the fact that when Floyd was in such serious, deadly throws that he did absolutely nothing. So not even, you know, it's not even a question of intent. It's a question of whether when Chauvin created a dangerous situation, he did nothing to reduce it. But it is, I'm always curious as a lawyer to see what actually convinces a jury, and constantly astonished when the lawyers say, "Well, this is what happened," and the jurors say, "No, that isn't what we were thinking. This is what we made our decision on." So,
yeah, pretty amazing.
Give us an idea of what happens.
Okay, so the relationship with China is number six this week. The FCC says you can't operate to China Telecom. It's about time, and they must be serious because they gave them 2 months to get out. So can the Chinese question or the company take somebody to court, or no, they just have to go?
Yeah, they can take anybody. Anybody can bring somebody to court, but it won't be successful. I see that Huawei is having some serious losses. And frankly, this kind of economic pressure is the best thing we can do against China.
Yeah, right, exactly. Don't buy the cameras from Home Depot and Best Buy. That's another way you can get them, because they're looking at you. And you can't do anything about it. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer and friend, college prof at Bentley, looking at the law, if you will, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.